And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's only locally owned and operated broadcast media outlet. Alicia Coffrin says she is proud of her biracial identity, despite the pushback from a society that tells people like her to choose parts of themselves to embrace. Coffrin is the owner of Coffrin's ATA Martial Arts in Bloomington Normal. In this conversation for WGLT's series Living Black in Bloomington Normal, Coffrin talks with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. Coffrin says she's surprised that being in an interracial marriage still draws unpleasant attention from strangers on outings with her husband.
We go have lunch or something like that, down at the table and we have a nice meal or whatever, and then the waiter or the waitress will come back to the table and say, okay, are you together or is this separate? And I don't know if that's like just a normal thing that people ask. I don't know. But it just seems like, well, we're don't we look like we're married? I mean, you know, if we sit together and we have conversation, maybe a kiss or hold hands or whatever, you know, that people always ask, are you together or separate?
Why do some people feel like you have to choose between being black or white?
I don't know why, and I've never understood why do I have to choose. I'm perfectly happy being in between. I don't judge people on the color of their skin, and I think that's just the way that I was raised. I just want people around me, and I want to surround myself with people that are positive and just good people. I don't necessarily look at black or white. But I think that as I was growing up, yeah, I think I was definitely, made or encouraged to choose by my peers, one side or the other, yes. And I was ridiculed quite often, by one or the other. If I chose to play with my white friends or hang out with my white friends, then I wasn't black enough. And then if I chose to hang out with my black friends, well, she's just, I don't know what her problem is, but she's just, she's slumming or whatever.
Do you have these conversations with other people who are biracial?
No. I have a lot of these conversations with my family, with my husband, and with my kids, because I feel like sometimes my children sometimes struggle with their identity, at least at this time in their lives. I think they might be struggling a little bit with it. And, trying to figure out who they are and what they want to be and, who they want to spend their time with and that kind of thing. One of my sons constantly, when he was in high school, maybe junior high, would talk about his family, and he would say, well, my mom is black and my dad is white, and they would, I guess kids wouldn't believe him. And, when we go pick him up from school or pick him up from sports or whatever, he would always introduce, he would always bring his friends to the door or whatever to say, yeah, this is my mom and this is my dad. Now do you believe me? Type of a situation. I just think it's interesting that in 2020, we're still getting some of the same things that my mom and my dad experienced maybe, way back in the 70s, after civil rights.
What advice do you give them? Do you give them advice that you've been given?
I've tried to raise them to just be you, be independent. And if you are an amazing person, you will attract amazing people regardless as to what color they are. If you're a deadbeat or if you are, whatever, then you will attract those types of people regardless of the color of their skin. That's just the way life goes. And yes, sometimes you will be judged, but it should not define who you are and who you want to become.
What do you hope to see change here in Bloomington Normal?
I've always been the type of person that tries to look for the positive instead of the negative. And I think I lead a pretty good life. I'm college educated. I have a wonderful marriage. I have two really great kids. My husband and I run three businesses in Bloomington Normal. I think we live in a great community. I mean, there are things out there obviously that could be better. I do believe that. But positive change comes from people getting together and doing positive things rather than negative.
Alicia Coffrin is co-owner of Coffrin's ATA Martial Arts with her husband. She talked with WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for our series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Find all the interviews and stories and more of this conversation right now at WGLT.org.